This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Has there been violence there?
No, it's largely peaceful.
Rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent accidents have been occurring in the area that we're not able to get to.
It feels like you're at a street festival. Quite frankly, you have barbecues going on.
There has been no issues of violence.
Oops. What's happening?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The impacts have increased and the safety has decreased. Saturday, a 19-year-old tragically lost his life to gun violence. SPD will be returning to the East Precinct for the short term. SPD will need the East Precinct to appropriately respond to more than 100,000 911 calls.
Summer of love may be over.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
All of NASCAR's drivers have rallied around Bubba Wallace, the NASCAR Cup Series lone black driver, because yesterday afternoon, a noose was found hanging in the garage stall of Bubba's race car.
You know what they say, fool me once, strike one, but fool me twice, strike three.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Okay, this is about Black Lives Matter. What about Latinos? And I always say, Latinos are black.
Okay, that's a new one on me.
Sean King issued the following demand on Twitter, quote, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus should also come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, but I'm here to party too. I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, what number race car does Bubba Smollett drive? I don't know. Who came up with this idea that this was a noose rather than just a rope to open and close the garage door? That's what the FBI is now saying it is. We have an update on the Bubba Wallace racial, whatever you want to call it. Never mind. That's the update. Never mind. It wasn't true. Are you shocked? No, of course you're not. No one is. 844-500-4242. I want to play some Charlie Baker cuts today. Yesterday there were 17 deaths in the state of Massachusetts, including 12 in nursing homes that he regulates. 12 out of 17. Today they're down to 16 deaths in the nursing home, but everything remains shut down. The state has the fourth highest unemployment rate in the country, 16.3%. It went up last. Everywhere else, people were going back to work, and the unemployment rate was plummeting. In Massachusetts, the unemployment rate went up. And you could say, well, that more people were looking for jobs because the panic was ebbing. But the fact is, the unemployment rate did go up last month in Massachusetts. So Baker was in Mattapan today. He goes down there to Mattapan to make his big announcement with Karen Polito and Representative Russell Holmes, who used to be the ally of Shauna O'Connell before she became mayor of Taunton when she was a state rep, and they were trying to clear up some of the welfare abuses. But I'm just looking at them now. None of them are wearing masks. I mean, at least they used to pretend to wear a mask, you know, so they would take off the mask when they spoke, but, you know, otherwise they'd be wearing a mask, like the woman behind Fauci today at the congressional hearing on Capitol Hill. She was wearing a mask. It was like a fashion statement, you know, but I don't see pay-to-play Polito and Russell Holmes wearing masks today as they stand behind Charlie Parker. But anyway, let's play some cuts of Charlie Parker. Cut one.
Our public health team will collect data over the course of the next 2 weeks and monitor how things are going with respect to those key indices as more and more people get back out.
Is that indices or indices? That may be indices, like indexes, Taylor.
Oh, why would you use that? Nobody's heard that word. I've never heard that word.
You didn't go to Harvard, though.
Guess not.
Indices. Okay. Maybe he did know what he was saying, but he could be a fool too. He's kind of a dope.
When you're speaking to the people, use the people's vernacular.
I wouldn't use it, the word indices myself. I know what it means, but I wouldn't toss it around on a daily basis. Okay. Now listen to, now this is one, this always gets me when
it's
goes.
It's a print word. It's not a verbal word.
No, you're right. Exactly. It's like baffled. Police baffled by lack of clues.
Burglarious, you know? Tools.
Yeah, burglarious tools. Open and gross. Lewd and lascivious. All right. Okay. New cases below. I was just listening to this one during the break, and I said, he goes into these statistics that don't mean anything. This is like, the manager of the McDonald's in your neighborhood telling you how many Big Macs they sold yesterday. And then he tells you how many Filet-O-Fishes they sold and then how many McChickens. And after about the third number, your eyes glaze over. You don't care, especially when you've heard the same numbers for the last 90 days in a row. Here it is, cut night two.
Yesterday, over 6,700 new tests were reported from across the Commonwealth. 149 new positive COVID-19 tests were confirmed, which means the seven-day average for the positive test rate with regard to cases is down to about 1.9%. And that's a 93% drop since April 15th.
We're all taking notes on that, Governor. That's good. That 1.9%, a 93% drop. How about we just go with the deaths, okay? Can we go with the deaths or how many people recover, which is like 98.5%? Aren't those who cares if they're testing positive or not, if they're not getting sick? So now, then he's talking about the riots or as he calls them, the large gatherings. And it's okay. And again, he goes back to, oh, well, you know, they don't get sick because they were moving. You know, again, does he think people throw bricks through plate glass windows of stores and then just sit around looking at their handiwork, especially when they could be breaking in and stealing stuff? They were moving. So that really helps them out. Here it is. Cut three.
Last week, as many people know, the Commonwealth offered COVID-19 viral testing for people who recently attended a large gathering like the demonstrations and protests to honor George Floyd. And this morning we got the final results of that. Out of 17,617 tests that were conducted statewide, 2.5% came 2.5% back positive for COVID-19, which is reasonably consistent with the statewide numbers that we see in our daily testing.
Now, here's his analysis of the quote-unquote large gatherings. You may have, if you've driven down, Tremont Street or Newberry Street or Boylston Street, you've seen some of the evidence of the lost gatherings. I hope large gatherings. I hope you didn't get a piece of the large gathering in your tire and have to fix it. Cut four.
The vast majority of the folks who participated in those demonstrations were wearing masks or face coverings of one kind or another.
In many cases,
they were moving, which I think made a big difference. And, of course, they all took place outside, which we all agree is a far safer environment than indoors.
Yeah, looting is safer. You know, it's the thing is, if you throw that Molotov cocktail and you throw it inside, it the fire may climb up a door and you're going to be trapped inside. It's much healthier environment to throw a Molotov cocktail outside.
Also, if it's okay to be moving while outside, why the hell did we cancel the Boston Marathon?
Right. I know. And if it's so good to be outside, you know, the Red Sox don't play baseball in a domed stadium. They play it in Fenway Park. You'd think it'd be pretty good place to avoid getting sick. But no, cut five.
Keep in mind that COVID-19 will not take a summer vacation.
Oh, really?
Other states are seeing surges right now. It's a clear indication about how important it is for people to continue to be vigilant, and we want to avoid anything like that happening here in Massachusetts.
Well, I think I know one place that's not going to be taking a summer vacation, and that's in Maine, because it's going to have to be quarantined to get tested. So COVID is not going to take a summer. Of course, it's not in Maine anyway. Barely, it's barely in Maine. So they got some community people started yelling at him. And let's go to cut nine.
We have not been able to meet with the governor. We have sent him a letter to meet with him since April. And when we heard that he was going to be here, we had to take the necessary steps to be here. Because if we don't meet with him now, we probably never get a chance to meet with him.
Just bring money, Brother Lowe. Come on, do what the nursing home operators did. Do what the golf courses did. The golf courses hired the former DA who punted the case to the feds, and once they hired him as their lobbyist, they got the golf courses open. Whatever you want, just hire the right guy. Pay to play. Those are the magic words at the State House. Don't you understand? Cut eight.
I'm really feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really feeling bad. Because you mean to tell me from April to now you didn't have 15 minutes to meet with us?
Mm-hmm.
I really feel bothered by that and insulted, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And you come in the community doing ribbon cutting,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't want me, and you have been here before.
He goes places and he tries to hide out. You know, he goes to Lawrence because he thinks nobody's going to bother to drive up to Lawrence to hear his reading the stats on how many filet-o-fishes they sold yesterday. And so the same thing with Mattapan. He didn't think anybody was going to come down to hear his BS. They just pick it up on the feed, which is where we pick it up every day. But the community people came out and they hassled them. I'm glad they did. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. If you're thinking about replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding. For good. Save yourself some money and some time and effort of replacing those pads and carpets. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Jimmy Kimmel be fired?
No, he will not.
Only 20% think he'll lose his job.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way he loses his job. I really don't. Limerick guy says, this Parker moron originally said he had four phases, but now he's decided to put phases into each phase. Don't forget the subsections of the clauses. So he can milk it as long as he wants. Exactly. Exactly. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, hi. I've got July ballots. I'm a Republican, but when I received the ballots, Donald Trump was not in the ballot. He gave me a Democrat.
So you're one of the people who got that. I saw a story today that they said there were hundreds of Republicans in New Jersey, maybe more, that got these Democrat ballots. What did you complain or was it Be Still Day today in Newark City Hall?
I live in Newark. You know, Newark is corrupt, and then the problem. I want to ask you a question. It might be offensive, but may I call you Uncle Carr? Because you are my favorite talk show.
Thank you.
Might be your,
yes. You could, Mr. Garcia, you can call me anything you want as long as you don't call me late for dinner, as my aunts and uncles always used to say. And that's don't call me late for dinner. I don't want to miss my dinner. You can call me uncle anytime you want, Mr. Garcia.
Thank you. And because you might be rich. I call you uncle.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Garcia. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Good afternoon, Howie.
Hi.
Well, listen, I don't know if I'm alone. Hi, Howie. I don't know if I'm alone in this, but I'm getting fed up with everybody being so concerned. Everybody's concerned, but I don't see any action. I'm looking at the replay of the Chicago 7 here with Abby Rubin.
Abby Hoffman.
Abby Hoffman, rather.
Yeah. And Jerry Rubin, Bobby Seale, Tom Hayden, who married Jane Fonda.
These are federal crimes.
I know.
These are federal crimes. Conspiracy to cross state borders. They're giving guns out. I said before, they're giving guns out to each other. That's ATF stuff. You can't be giving guns out. They're probably illegally going across state lines with the guns. When are we going to see some action? This is an abomination. I'm seeing my country do a mirror image of the French Revolution. And we seem to be,
I know, but what do you want Trump to do in this case? I mean, he just can't send in the 82nd Airborne into Chaz and just start, taking over. I mean, he would be blamed for everything, Don, wouldn't he?
For anything, that's for sure. Oh, sure. He's going to get blamed.
I mean, isn't Chaz or CHOP, isn't this just an object lesson of what happens if the Democrats take over? I mean, this is a microcosm of what a Biden administration would be like, isn't it?
Oh, precisely. You're talking every place, every country that has established a communist Marxist state eventually has to murder bunches of its people, every place. There's no place that they've ever established it that they can't maintain it and create it without democide. And these fools have no idea what this is going to look like.
I think
they're playing little games.
I know. It's just, I always enjoyed reading history. It was a form of entertainment for me. But, to really be able to function in society as an adult, you have to understand what's going to happen, because history does indeed repeat itself. That's a cliche, but it's true. And if you, those who do not understand history are doomed to repeat it, another cliche, but it's also true. Thanks for the call, Don. 844-500-4242. So Baker, after he destroys all these businesses in the state, he gives the big news today to all the businesses that are left, that 60% or 55% of them that aren't out of business yet. The tax-free weekend, he announces it. Cut six.
We're happy to announce that this year, the sales tax-free weekend in Massachusetts will be August 29th and 30th. This break from the sales tax has always been an important way for the Commonwealth to support many small businesses and consumers, but it's obviously especially important this year, given the fact that so many of those businesses have just recently reopened.
But on the other hand, it's somewhat less important for thousands of them because they don't exist anymore. I went for a walk in Wellesley downtown last night for the first time. I'll tell you about it. It was very sad. At least 25-30% of the businesses downtown are gone. Absolutely gone. I hear it's worse out on Route 9 towards Framingham. I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates or family are listening to. Now's the perfect time to get a pair of premium wireless earbuds, and Raycon is the way to go. Raycon start at about half the price of other premium brands on the market, and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's everyday E25 earbuds are their best model yet. You get 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you
you a comfortable, noise-isolating fit, perfect for conference calls, video chats, or binging podcasts. Raycom was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Cardi B and J.R. Smith have already given Raycons their seal of approval. Now it's your turn to see what the hype is all about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 781 says, tax-free August 29th and 30th in Massachusetts. Tax-free 100% of the time in New Hampshire. And you can buy menthol cigarettes. And you don't have to pay a deposit on soft drinks or beer. So, you know, what does he talk about? Nothing, you know? I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but it's not much better. These places have been ruined. And, you know, I walk down the street and I see all these buildings have boarded up, and some of them I can't even remember what they, you know, what kind of shops they were. They've got all the signs are taken down, and they're just these for lease for rent signs. And then I see places that are hanging on, and they say, we have curbside pickup. These aren't restaurants. These are other kind of stores. And I think to myself, what they're selling, I won't mention what some of the products that they're selling. It's not the kind of thing you order curbside. If you're going to order curbside, you just go onto Amazon and buy it there. And I just wonder, how long are these places going to be open? You know, the selling, you know, browsing type stores, they can only sell at curbside. And I was depressed after I got back from the walk, seeing all the devastation and wondering how long it's going to take, if ever, for these main street areas to come back. And then the mailroom manager ran into somebody we know this morning at one of the coffee shops and said how bad it was downtown. And he said, go out on Route 9, those strip malls. He said, they're even more heavily wiped out. And Charlie Parker doesn't care. If he cared, he would be doing something about this. He would be, and you know, some of these, the restaurants, yesterday was the first day the restaurants were supposed to be open, but there were a couple of restaurants in Wellesley that still weren't open. I don't know if they couldn't scramble fast enough to get a wait staff, or they just figured that, you know, at 50% capacity, they weren't going to make any money, or I don't know what the deal is. It's just ridiculous. 844-500-4242. And, you know, now that when they get this little petty power, these little bureaucrats, you know, they're going to, you know, the old saying, they'll pry the gun out of my cold, dead hands. They're going to pry the power out of these petty bureaucrats out of their cold, dead hands. Boston Licensing Board to hold emergency hearing, that's in quotes, with North End restaurants about outdoor dining issues. The Boston Licensing Board is holding a mandatory emergency meeting tomorrow with North End restaurant and bar operators to address concerns that have been raised with officials regarding the neighborhood's new outdoor dining services. The al fresco experience has led to problems, including lack of social distancing, people smoking, pets on the outdoor extensions, and loud music. The notice said numerous complaints have been received by both the licensing board and the inspectional services department about restaurants failing to adhere to guidelines. Have there already been any problems with corruption in either the licensing board or the inspectional services department? Just asking the questions. The rules state that tables must be at least 6 feet apart and limited to 6 people at each one. Patrons must wear face coverings until they're seated. Nothing says a gala moment like wearing face coverings while you're waiting to be seated. The virtual hearing is scheduled for 2 p.m. tomorrow. And everybody with a victualler's food license or an alcohol license, they have to show up to the virtual hearing or they could have their temporary outdoor privileges revoked. The board also threatened the potential for additional disciplinary action. Oh, a complaint filed Monday with on the 311 online services hotline. I'm super concerned about the North End. The tables are not 6 feet apart. Masks are not consistently being worn. Is there no enforcement? Calm down, Karen. Calm down.
Your papers are not in order.
Oh, God. Ugh. 844-500-4242. 781, Governor Baker's tax-free weekend. Way the bleep too little. Way the bleep too late. Yeah, I have to agree. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, how you doing this evening, Howie?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I was listening to Tucker Carlson last night.
Yes.
And I'm glad to hear that the president has put a lockdown on foreign workers.
Right.
Coming into Massachusetts.
I prefer to call it Massachusetts, but, you know, either way it works. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's been going on for quite a while. Because I'm a former Digital Equipment Corporation employee.
DEC. Boy, that's going back a ways, Ed. Remember they used to say, DEC's a good place to work. They've never had a layoff. Until they started having layoffs.
But anyway, a friend of mine that worked there for 22 years.
Yeah.
No, 24 years. Anyway, when he took the layoff from Digital, he went to General Electric in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
And Pittsfield have been importing training in India, people over there for computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know. It's, yeah, that's, you know, the thing is, he's doing it, I think, because he says he doesn't want any infections, but also to preserve the jobs of Americans, because, again, the unemployment rate is still outrageously high compared to what it was 3 months ago. Same thing happened at Polaroid, somebody says. 844-500-4242-617 says, nothing like Charlie Parker fostering restaurateurs to attend the meeting to discuss that a problem that he himself created. Well, this is
There's a lot at stake here.
Shut up. This is more a Marty Walsh problem, but Marty was definitely his coat holder in creating this entire horrible problem. And incidentally, I got the numbers. Let me just give you the numbers here real quickly for New England for the unemployment rates. Because again, I can't believe no one's mentioned these. I guess because it hurts Charlie Baker and Gina Raimondo. They have they're tied for fourth most unemployment rate. Massachusetts and Rhode Island, 16.3%. They're tied with California, 16.3%. Maine. Unbelievably, I mentioned this earlier, has the 10th lowest unemployment rate in the nation at 9.3%. Connecticut, again, another surprise, is in 11th place at 9.4%. Vermont has a 12.7% unemployment rate and is number 31 in terms of unemployment or employment. New Hampshire is 39th with 14.5%. I'm surprised New Hampshire is so high. Actually, I'm surprised New Hampshire is so high, and I'm surprised Maine is so low. Glenn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
So here's my question. I'm still trying to figure out Governor Baker's decision-making. I'm a plastic surgeon, and he's still not letting cosmetic surgery happen until phase three.
Don't ask me to explain it. I mean, what's your theory, or what are your colleagues and your lobbyists saying?
Well, you know, we've all approached them. We haven't gotten any answers. I mean, you can get your teeth cleaned. You can get a massage. You can even get a tattoo.
Right.
But I can't do surgery in the same OR operating room. I do a breast reconstruction. I can't do a breast lift. It's crazy. I don't know if he's trying to save on resources or what.
But a lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense. Remember, he had the rule. I think he changed it since then that all little kids in the schools, if they reopen, they all have to stare straight ahead or in one direction. So if there anyone turns directions, they all have to turn the directions. I mean, how is that going to work, Glenn?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
None of it makes any sense. I mean, they opened the dog groomers before they opened the barbershops. What's that all about?
And if you talk about unemployment, I have not quite 5 people working right now. I usually have 17, but why would I have people working if I have no work?
Right. You can't afford it. You can't afford to have anybody working. Well, I mean, did you guys think, what I've been telling people for months since I saw how the golf courses got opened, they hired the former DA of Suffolk County, the guy who would let the case of the governor's son go to the feds. And as soon as they hired that guy as the lobbyist, the golf course is open. I mean, you guys think about hiring a good lobbyist?
Yeah, I know we've written letters from all the different societies, but, you know, that's probably a good idea to hire somebody that's got a little power behind them.
Clout. Yes. Exactly. This is not on the level, in my humble opinion. Thanks for the call, Glenn. I hope you get back to work soon. It's insane. I mean, why would they not, like he says, why can he do a breast lift? What's the problem? 844 on many levels. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. Howie, I tried to find that Larry Hill guy who confronted the medical workers with some questions.
Right.
I think the internet, they've taken him off. I can't find anything on him. Just wonder if you could possibly play that clip. But just, I don't know if you remember when a Black Lives Matter woman confronted Hillary a few years back when Hillary was talking about young men being super predators.
Right.
And the Black Lives Matter woman went really off on Hillary. It's interesting to see her response. The one way, Howie, I can guarantee that they could clear those people out of that city of Chad is they get a septic tank truck and open up the spigot, drive around the block, let that gray water go on the street. I guarantee you they'll peacefully begin to disperse.
You know that's not going to happen, David. Come on. That's not going to happen. We'll see if we can find that cut of this. His name is Larry Hill, and he was at there were these medical people. I don't know if they were doctors or orderlies or who they were, but they were outside of a hospital and they were doing the Black Lives Matter thing. And so this black guy comes up to him and he's got his, I don't know if he had a megaphone, but he definitely had the cell phone camera going. And he said, he gave him went down the litany, do Black Lives Matter? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do Black Lives Matter when they're shot by blacks and there's, you know, scattered.
Lives matter or just some black lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes. Yes? The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Yes. Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they?
What's up? That's pretty good, but thought so is even better. Thought so. There you go, David. There it is. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie. Thank you. I had three points that I wanted to make about the coronavirus. And the first one, I think you've talked about enough, is the fact that the bureaucratic rules don't make any sense.
Right. We just talked about that with the Glenn, the plastic surgeon. He's living it like so many people are living it in all different fields. Go ahead.
What Baker said today proves it. You know, the rioters have the same testing as the general population. I mean, that proves it right there. The next point I wanted to make is about the how the analysis of the curve that they are so dependent on is wrong, and the every curve in nature is a bell-shaped curve. It starts low, it goes up, and it comes down. And you can think about the tide. The tide follows that curve.
Right.
No matter even you know the fact that if they did absolutely nothing and they haven't done anything to help, that the virus would still follow that curve.
Right. Well, there's an Italian who's one of the guys who's running the response in Italy, and they did a bad job, granted, but he said it's dying out. And I've read other studies that they're having problems finding enough people that have the actual test positive for it to try to work on a vaccine. That's how fast it's going. But, you know, again, they're promoting it because, it hurts Trump. So the media is going to promote it. And I think some of the Democrat politicians are invested in it, too. All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kemp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Mass migration, disruptive impacts of technology, strengthen the global health security, stop the Cold War future that we're talking about. We're talking about a peaceful Cold War. What are we talking about?
What the hell is he talking about? That was his virtual fundraiser with Barack Obama, who looks baffled, who looks amazed as he stares into the camera. And, you know, you're not supposed to roll your eyes when Joe Biden is babbling on the other half of the screen, but there it is. Summer is here, and so is your chance to get two mystery t-shirts from the Howie Carr Show for just $14.99. Pick a size on the website, any size, and get two t-shirts in that size. Among the varieties you might get are Proud to Be a Deplorable, our most popular t-shirt of all time, Buy American, Support America, the Dirty Rats Podcast t-shirt. That's a nice orange one on a white background. Free America, which is red, white, and blue, just in time for the 4th of July, and many others that have been sold over the years by the Howie Carr Show. This deal is good as long as supplies last for each size. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the banner to get yours. Two t-shirts, whatever size you want, for just $14.99. A good deal. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, listen, down in Plymouth Harbor, we have the most iconic restaurant overlooking the harbor. Everybody I know loves the food. Everybody loves the ambiance. And guess what? They can't reopen. It's devastating to so many people I've spoken to. It's called Isaac's Restaurant on the waterfront.
How come it can't open? How come it can't open, with the 50% indoor dining?
They were talking about some kind of financial ramifications. I don't know for sure the reason, but they're not going to reopen. And it's like everybody I know that comes to Plymouth, especially my family from all over the country, first place they want to go is to that restaurant, and it's not going to be there anymore.
It's terrible. I mean, did you see the list in the Herald of all the places that are shut down? The Eastern Standard. We used to do a live broadcast every Tuesday when the Red Sox were in town. I love that place, you know? It was fun to go to. I met hundreds of listeners there. Fleming Steakhouse in Park Square. I like that place. That was a good place to go. It's gone. I mean, everybody had the restaurants that they loved in whatever city or town they're from, and, you know, they're gone. 30, 40% of the restaurants are gone. And all these little shops, too. It's sad. And I think Massachusetts is all done. I'm Howie Carr.